Are you buying or refinancing a home, a mortgage professional, or a real estate investor, or pretty much anybody else interested in real estate? Stay tuned. This show is going to save you money. Hey, thanks for tuning in to the Damn Good Real Estate Show. I'm your damn host. My name is Quinn, or the Mighty Quinn, as they call me on the streets. And this is the Rate Watch portion of the show. This is where we dig in. We talk about interest rates and attacking the market and getting great deals. Now, I got some good information that I want to share with all of you. I was actually doing a little research this weekend outside of Easter. And by the way, I hope everybody had a great Easter. But I was doing a little research, and I come to find out, and I still don't believe this, but I am seeing that this show is the number 6 rated show in real estate, the category of real estate, on Podbean. So we are absolutely dominating that category for whatever reason. I don't know if the competition is not that good, if you folks are all just gluttons for punishment, or maybe the show's pretty decent. So, and it could be a combination of all therein. But nevertheless, I want to thank you all for tuning in. I hope this is a sign of more to come. I think personally, we have not even reached the tip of the iceberg as far as what the show's overall potential could be. I think there's a lot more that we can do. And that's why I'm hoping that you, the fearless listener, tune in. Participate, ask questions, do what you need to do, and make suggestions too, because if there's a topic that you think we need to cover, let's get to it. I am not afraid. We'll go in and go after whatever's out there. So I just wanted to bring that up and also encourage everybody out there, if you really want to dig into another fun show that we do, it's the Chairborne Radio Show. It's chairbornecommandos.com. You can subscribe there. It's kind of a more military-oriented show, but we talk about, guy stuff, whatever's happened, if it's dangerous, explosive, crazy news stories, whatever. That's what we're covering there. So if you want to get in touch with us at this show, 310 U.S. Navy 1 is the phone number, info@valoanstore.com. That's email, and that's, again, info@valoanstore.com. And then if you want to subscribe to this show or Chairborne Commandos, you can check us out at valoanstore.com. So stay tuned. Up next, we're going to dig into the main portion of this show, and we'll be back in a second. All right, 10-year Treasury currently is opening at 3.99%. That would put the 30-year fixed rate loan at a robust 5.99. It seems like I'm hearing my own echo here because I'm telling everybody rates are going up and it's official. We have almost crested the 6 barrier as far as the market average on the 30-year note. And I don't know if you were all paying attention, but I didn't do a broadcast last week, but right after the healthcare bill passed, a lot of people got nervous because there's obviously some costs associated with this bill, and I think it made the whole investor group a little wary, and right after the bill passed, rates started to go up, and they really haven't looked back. So right now, like I said, 30-year fixed rate note is 5.99%. For some strange reason, prime has yet to move. I anticipate that will happen soon. We're still at 3.25%. And prime, for those of you out there that have second mortgages or home equity lines of credit, most of those are going to be tied to prime. So if you're in an adjustable period, it still should be pretty consistent, although I do anticipate there'll be some movement there. And looking at the rest of the overall financial picture, the Dow is currently up 54 points, NASDAQ has also gained 22 points. And the bond market, which is where mortgage rates are, is actually down 5/32. And this is likely going to push this morning's interest rates. And I haven't seen a rate chart yet, but I'm guessing that they'll be higher by at least an eighth of a point over Friday morning's rates. So let's move into the rest of the week and what's kind of going on. We're not going to see, and this is a strange week because normally we always have something that's really going to be significant to talk about. This is going to be one of the first weeks where there's not going to be a lot of relevant economic data. There's really not much out there at all. So this week we've got the Federal Open Market Committee meeting. That's going to be coming up tomorrow. We do have a couple of Treasury auctions, but for the most part, when we don't have economic reports to really kind of gauge where the market is going, we got to look at the stock markets and see what they're doing, because the stock markets will typically influence trading and mortgage rates. And if stocks are doing well, then consequently, what's happening is investors will pull out of the bonds and they'll, you know, flip over to the stock side of things, and that could hurt what's going on for us. So the first major announcement will come tomorrow, Tuesday afternoon. We will get the FOMC. They're going to have a meeting, and all the notes will be released at 2 p.m. I should say the minutes from the meeting will be released at 2 p.m. Eastern time. Now, here's what we really need to do. This report should give us a pretty clear window of what the Fed is thinking and where they intend to be. So if there's any indication that interest rates could be on the move in the minutes of this meeting, then there's also a high probability that rates will be moving later tomorrow afternoon. So keep in mind, this report could have all the impact in the world, or it could be pretty much a moot point. We really don't know until we see the minutes of the meeting. So that's the first thing to keep an eye out for. Second thing, and really the only other thing this week, is going to be the Treasury auctions. We've got two auctions scheduled. First one will be on Wednesday, and that is going to be the 10-year Treasury note. That's the big one, because that's pretty much where all the 30-year fixed-rate mortgages lie. They're backed with 10-year Treasury notes. That is going to go down on Wednesday, and then on Thursday, we will have the 30-year bond sale. Now, what we're really going to be doing with the two auctions is just, we want to pay attention to where investor demand is. If investor demand is good, then that could translate well to mortgage rates, and we could see rates go down. If investors are not interested, and part of that could be with the, you know, the market performing where it is right now, a lot of people are moving into stocks, that's hurting bonds. If that continues, then we could also see another bump in rates either Wednesday or Thursday afternoon. So really, that is the week in a nutshell. We got just a couple of things to look at. And for the most part, we really just want to focus on the stock market. Keep an eye on that. Keep an eye on the Dow, NASDAQ. Those are all going to be key influencers for what, you know, what's going to be basically unfolding. And the million-dollar question, if you're buying or refinancing a home, what do you want to do? I suggest to lock all loans that are scheduled to take place inside of the next 7 days. And if you're outside of 7 days, between 8 and 60 days, go ahead and float all those loans that will close within that time period. And that's all we have time for this week. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be here same time, same place next week. Take care.